We're here today because the New York State Comptroller keeps $13 billion in Exxon and other fossil fuel companies. And that contributes to the destruction of life on the planet. It contributes to the wildfires, the extreme weather, and the droughts. And it's wrong for the state to seek to profit from the destruction of life, but it's also a very bad financial investment. In fact, the state has lost $12 billion by not divesting. It is time for Tom DiNapoli to divest. We need all our financial institutions, the state controller, banks, insurance companies, to immediately stop putting money into fossil fuels, which is driving climate change.
My name's Connor Armbruster, and I'm here on behalf of my 9-month-old daughter, who is already inheriting a world that's vastly different from ours and the world of our parents. And it is a disaster, and it's terrifying, and that's why I'm here. We are in the City of Albany Comptroller's office, and we have blocked the entrance. And I'm with Extinction Rebellion.
My name's Rebecca. I'm a graduate student, but more than that, I'm a human being. And when I think about the climate crisis, when I think about what climate change is doing to the planet and to communities all over the world, this is the most important place for me to be right now, and doing everything that I can with my whole body to fight against the destruction of the planet.
I'm Jenna Karmoski. I'm a rebel of Extinction Rebellion in the Capital Region, and we are here at 110 State Street to bring a message to the New York State Comptroller that we urge immediate divestment of New York State pension funds from all fossil fuel stocks, bonds, and other financial instruments. We demand that the funding that is given in trust to the New York State government to protect us as humans and as humans who need other ecosystems in order to survive will be placed towards companies that are aligned with what we need to survive. And funding fossil fuel companies rather than renewable infrastructure, it's just atrocious. There's no excuse for it right now. Renewable energy companies, transmission, storage, wind, solar, all of it desperately needs investment capital, and for reasons which make no sense other than purely financial sense or purely political sense when the government has been captured by fossil fuel money, it makes no sense to have that capital go to fossil fuel companies rather than to renewable energy companies. We have been blocking the entrance or occupying the lobby, as it were, at 110 State Street. We're conducting an act of nonviolent civil disobedience in order to demonstrate in the strongest way possible without being destructive in any way. And, you know, we're sorry if we're bothering anybody, but we wouldn't be out here causing the disturbance and disrupting business as usual if we could trust government markets and technology to deal with these issues left to their own volition and without this pressure being brought to bear. It seems that our presence here is being tolerated. There are police who seem to be on watch. The building security people are not happy with us, but our rebels are prepared to stay here, chant, sing, and occupy the lobby as long as we can. So Extinction Rebellion Capital Region is part of an international movement known as Extinction Rebellion. The overall global movement is at rebellion.earth. Extinction Rebellion in the Capital Region is xrcr.life. And that's where you can find out more about us and get involved in what we're doing.
My name is Laura Sepulveda.
I am 23 years old.
I'm 23 years old.
I grew up believing that I would have a future.
And I hope
that the people in power
care enough about their children
to let us young people have a future.
First to be arrested would obviously be the group that is blocking the entrance. It'll be one at a time. There will be no force used. We appreciate your tolerance. We also appreciate what you're doing here, but we have to clear the building. I'm going to give you 2 minutes, and I would like you guys to decide who would like to be arrested first, or we will pick one. Thank you very much.
My name is Janelle Fish. I live and work in Troy. I am a member of Extinction Rebellion. I joined in about September, and today I'm here at the State Controller's Office to demand that New York State divest from fossil fuels and declare a climate emergency. I came here today because I'm a mother, and I really want to be able to answer the question in 10, 20 years when my little boy asks me what I did when we learned that things were really bad, when we understood that it was a climate emergency and that we should tell the truth and act now. What did I do? And I want him to know that I did everything I possibly could do. So today, Extinction Rebellion marched to the State Controller's Office to blockade the entrance and shut down activity in the Controller's Office to send a message to Tom DiNapoli that it's important that New York State put their money where their mouths are and divest from fossil fuels and go carbon neutral by 2025. So today we had a die-in in the Controller's Office. There were about a dozen people laid out on the floor. We had the Red Brigade from New York City come, and then a gathering of people mourning and grieving this tragedy that we're experiencing right now. So people were arrested. They put their bodies on the line to make a point that it's time. We have to make these moves. We have to do these drastic things. We have to cause a scene. We have to shut down buildings because all of the other things we've tried haven't worked. So Extinction Rebellion believes that nonviolent civil disobedience is the way to move our governments to actually make changes and implement the things that we need right now. We know from social science that it just takes 3.5% of the population to mobilize to have that impact. So Extinction Rebellion's main goal is to mobilize people and get that 3.5% out in the streets, join us, do die-ins, block roads, and really just cause enough disruption so that our governments take this seriously and act now.
When the earth we need is under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
When the air we breathe is under attack, what do we do?